All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo, Frank, and Michael Tusky. And we're winding down edition one of season three. But before we do so, got some important business to take care of, not the least of which is our play of the game. Sponsored this fall by our friends at LeClaire Ryan, we've chosen the men's soccer team's fine play in the early season win over the UR Spiders by the score of 7-1. Frank?
Well, on Monday, the Wahoo soccer team got off the schneid, if you will, and number 11 ranked. They defeated the University of Richmond 7-1. They took something like 28 shots to 7, I believe, which is a pretty good mismatch there. But very exciting game in the early going, about 27 minutes of scoreless soccer, well-played, scrappy soccer. And then really in a nine-minute span, Virginia scored four times, led by none other than Will Bates. I believe he's a local product, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Frank, Thomas Dale High School.
There you go. That's why we have Michael Tusky
here.
That's
why we pay him the big bucks.
The big money. All right, well, Will Bates apparently started the scoring after he made a great pass across the box to Brian Spann. It was a great feed, and finished it by ripping it past the goalie. And just moments later, Ari Demas scored, and, you know, 53 seconds later, they scored again.
Anyway, it was a Donnybrook.
Anyway, Will Bates, I think, had two assists and two goals, which is very impressive in soccer, and he gets our Player of the Week nod as well as the Play of the Game.
It would be inappropriate for me to say that's a season for a soccer player. But
No, not for Will Bates. Will Bates, he's going to rack up some stats this year. But anyway.
Many points.
We are very excited for the soccer team for getting off the schneid there, and they've got a big tournament coming up this weekend. And, Michael, take it away with the Olympic sports.
Thank you, Frank. It's great to be back here for the third season of Who's Talking, my second season. As Frank alluded to, the number 11 Virginia men's soccer team defeated in-state rival Richmond 7-1 on Monday night in the home opener at Klockner Stadium. Another highlight of the game, we have something to look forward to in the future. Five UVA freshmen were in the starting lineup, and 11 saw 10 or more minutes of action. Earlier in the week, the team lost a close one to number 17 West Virginia on Friday in the ACC Big East Challenge. The Cavaliers were picked to finish third in the ACC this season as voted by the league's nine coaches. North Carolina was picked first, Maryland second, and Virginia Tech last. Next, the team heads to the Hilton Garden Hokie Invitational this weekend in Blacksburg. They face Cincinnati at 5 p.m. Friday and Wisconsin at noon on Saturday. Moving on to women's soccer, they're ranked number 6 in the nation, and they're undefeated at 4-0. They beat St. John's 2-1 last night in Charlottesville and previously beat Liberty 9-1, Richmond 6-0, and West Virginia 2-1. The team has been picked to finish 4th in the ACC by the league's 11 coaches. UNC, Boston College, and Florida State were picked 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, respectively. Wahoo senior goalkeeper Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School was one of 42 players named to the 2011 Women's MAC Herman Trophy watch list. The award is given annually to the nation's top player. The Cavaliers next host the Arizona State Sun Devils on Friday at 7 p.m. and the Drexel Dragons on Sunday at 2 p.m. at Klockner Stadium. Finally tonight, the Virginia women's field hockey is ranked number 3 in the nation. Their record is 1-1 after losing 3-0 to number 8 Penn State on Sunday in Charlottesville. They previously beat VCU 8-1 on Friday at the University Hall turf field. The team was picked to finish 3rd in the ACC in a preseason coaches poll behind Carolina and Maryland. The strength of the ACC is apparent because these three teams also share the top three rankings in the national polls. The team now hits the road to take on Towson at 3 p.m. on Friday in College Park, Maryland, and Old Dominion on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Norfolk.
Very exciting news. Looks like all the Olympic sports are rolling right away here. And we got the big football game coming up on Saturday night at Scott Stadium, the friendly confines, as Jim likes to say. 6 p.m., I believe, is the kickoff. And I think the game is being carried by ESPN 360, if I'm not mistaken.
ESPN 3 or 360.
On the computer.
Internet type of broadcast, but
why not buy a ticket?
I think there are tickets available. Go to Scott Stadium. Beautiful. There's nothing prettier than a night game at Scott Stadium.
It's going to be a great game. I think two good teams, and it's going to be some exciting football. Week one schedule for the ACC, Hobbo. We've got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets playing tomorrow night, Thursday night, September 1, against Western Carolina. And Wake Forest travels to Syracuse. Those are pretty good, healthy games for those teams to start out with.
Well, certainly Wake and Syracuse is. Don't know how good the Georgia Tech opponent is.
Well, Georgia Tech has got to overcome a lot of things
this
year.
They have a few issues.
They've got some issues.
As do a number of other ACC schools.
Well, we won't beat down our brethren.
Yet.
Saturday, September 3rd, Appalachian State, a tough team, much like Weeman Mary, travels to Virginia Tech in a big game. And I know the Hokies are saying, well, we're prepared now after the JMU game, but I would be worried about Appalachian State. That is a tough team, and they travel well.
Yeah, well, they remember the game they played at Michigan a few years ago. Certainly the Hokies, I think, they won't be caught surprised this time given what happened last year against James Madison. But the Hokies, new quarterback this year and a number of new faces on defense, so could be an interesting game.
Northwestern travels to play Boston College on Saturday. Troy travels to play Clemson. Louisiana Monroe plays at Florida State. JMU travels to North Carolina.
That's interesting game.
That, I think, is going to be a fascinating game. Liberty plays at NC State. Weeman Mary, obviously, is going to Charlottesville against our beloved Cavaliers. And the Spiders travel down to Duke, and Duke better be ready because I have a feeling that the new coach, by the way, who is a Wahoo.
Coach Lineberg, he's getting some positive early reviews over there at the University of Richmond.
Outstanding young guy, and I really like him. His whole family has been in coaching, and he's the type of guy that will bring some calm and some good, reliable coaching to the sideline down there.
And Aaron Corr is a good quarterback. So if he stays healthy this year, I think the Richmond offense is going to be much, much better.
Interesting.
Liberty, of course, coached by the uncle of our starting quarterback.
And moving further on, Monday night, the big game, Miami at Maryland. All of a sudden, a lot of controversy, as everyone probably read today.
Already suspended, what, seven or eight players
eight
from
players,
Miami?
I believe, have been suspended. Some will be suspended for more than one game, including the quarterback, Ja'Cory Harris, will be suspended this first game. One player, I think, owes something like $1,400 in restitution.
Well, that's a mess down there, and it's only going to get worse, I think, as time goes on and more information comes out. So it's difficult for them, and it's not great for the ACC, to be candid.
Looking further into our notes here, a couple things to be excited about this year on the team. Very excited about the wide receivers for UVA this year. I know Frank Quayle was talking about the running backs, but let's look at these wide receivers. Chris Byrd, he's a senior. 6'1", 200 pounds, one of the best possession receivers in the conference. Chris played, I believe, at Matoaka, if I'm not mistaken. He's coming back from a little ankle thing, but I think he's back 100%. Backing him up is Dominique Terrell, a true freshman, a kid with lightning speed, good size, 5'11", 170. At the other wide receiver spot, you've got a triumvirate, Matt Snyder, a local kid who was a walk-on from Deep Run. I talked to him at Media Day this year back in mid-August. Excellent young man, good grades, very well-spoken, is very proud of being on the Cavalier team, and he's providing a lot of leadership. He's tall, rangy, good hands, runs precise routes. That's Matt Snyder. Tim Smith is coming back from a reconstruction of his ankle, but all reports tells me that Tim Smith is going to be just tremendous. But here's the X factor. Darius Jennings, 5'11", 165, playing out of Gilman High School. This young man is very poised, very athletic. He's going to be playing on special teams. Look out. They're going to have a hard time keeping him out of the lineup. He brings a lot of moxie.
Yeah, 165. I'm not used to seeing football players 165 and 170, but they have great athletic skills.
4.4 speed,
they're
baby.
Really, really fast, so they might want to try to get him the football out in space, as they say in football language, and see what happens. And the other thing that's interesting, on that two-deep chart that came out earlier this week, 15 freshmen, 8 true freshmen, and 7 redshirt freshmen. So, as George Allen once said, the future is now.
And a lot of kids from Central Virginia. Anthony Harris is making some noise at safety, I believe, strong safety, backing up Rodney McLeod. You've got Demetrius Nicholson out of the Beach is going to be starting Pretty confident young man wearing jersey number one. Corey Mosley out of Henrico, jersey number seven. You got Jake Snyder, defensive end, Richmond kid, 6'4", 275 at a deep run. All right, we've got to mention a couple of things real quick before we wrap things up. Building of a program airs tonight on Comcast. This is the second year of this program, special edition preseason episode. And I want to go ahead and let's thank our sponsors, Hobbo. Look right there.
Well, absolutely. We had Jody Smith on earlier from Ortho Virginia. LeClaire Ryan, we talked about. The Virginia Athletics Foundation, the Sabre, UVA Bookstore, CapTech, Richmond Allergy, CNF Bank, Kelleher Heating, Hildrup Moving, new sponsor this year, as is Zacharias Ganey Health Institute. And, of course, we still are grateful for the Lamar Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel.
Who's on next week, Hobbo?
Wide receiver Billy McMullen. We'll have the Sabres' Chris Wright and Dr. Vince Dalton, among others.
And maybe others. There's a chance it could be a two-hour show, but right now we don't know because the Flying Squirrels might be in the playoffs. Anyway, until next week, either 5:30 or 6 p.m. kickoff, check with thesabre.com for the start time.
Enjoy the game. Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, UVA Bookstores, CapTech Ventures, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist, TheSabre.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Hildrup Moving and Storage, CNF Bank and CNF Investment Services, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Tune in next Wednesday for more Who's Talking.